Kian Yi's story, his goal, back to the workplace. Emily Ong sheds light on Ho Kian Yi's journey, a man navigating cognitive impairment and aphasia, showing how determination and support helped him overcome barriers to find meaningful work. About Ho Kian Yi, Kian Yi's brain injury from the accident on the fifth day of his solo bike adventure left him with cognitive impairment and aphasia, in addition to his physical disability. For many people, this would have been seen as an end. However, he did not give up on himself. Instead, he embraced the challenges and persevered to overcome. His years of rehabilitation, working with different therapists since 2018, changed the trajectory of his life. Today, Kian Yi is gainfully employed for over a year, working in a landscaping company for 3 days a week. This flexible working arrangement allows him to have sufficient rest days to recharge and recuperate from fatigue, one of the most challenging symptoms after his brain injury. He joined the Voices for Hope program in October 2023 under Cohort 14. Despite his aphasia, Kian Yi does not shy away from interacting with people. He uses alternative communication strategies to help him express and enable others to understand what he is saying, such as through keywords, gestures, and drawings. During one of the sessions, when the conversation turned to setting personal goals, Kian Yi expressed that his primary goal was to secure a job and make his way back to the workplace. It was evident how determined he was to achieve this, making it his personal mission. He did not surrender his life but moved forward with a goal despite his diagnosis. Having a SMART goal is beneficial for persons living with dementia because it provides a strong sense of purpose and motivation. It does not make it easier, but having a goal keeps you going amid challenges because you have a target to achieve, which means a lot to you at a personal level. Armed with this mission, Kian Yi started to seek for solutions. The job search. Kian Yi's cousin knew which organization to direct him to in seeking a job. This was a blessing, as not many people have informed relatives or friends to guide them to the relevant resources. In fact, many would not know where to begin if they were to re-enter the workplace. Evidence suggests that there are employment inequalities for people living with dementia, Louise Ritchie, et al., 2020. Although persons living with dementia or cognitive impairment may have the skills and experience to remain in the workplace, they may choose not to due to stigma. Despite dementia-friendly initiatives in Singapore and other countries, the lack of awareness, stigma, and discrimination are barriers to those who wish to continue working. For Kian Yi, after a series of interviews and assessment of his past work experience and skills, the organization matched his profile with a specific job, providing him an opportunity to work. He is under the care of an understanding supervisor who is always ready to support him. With the help from supportive colleagues, Kian Yi is able to deliver and meet expectations. At the same time, Kian Yi impresses his colleagues by being a responsible employee and diligently carrying out his duties. Another important factor is the workplace policies and practices at Kian Yi's company. The organization embraces inclusive hiring and implements supportive policies, such as a 3-day work week arrangement, which allows Kian Yi the much-needed rest days. Kian Yi's story illustrates that persons living with cognitive impairment and aphasia can continue to work. However, greater awareness and multidisciplinary support are required to shift current employment attitudes, HR policies and workplace practices to better support continued employment for those diagnosed with cognitive impairment who wish to remain in the workforce. There is also a need for systems, such as the Employment Special Interest Group's 4-step framework, that help individuals understand their personal resources, access available support, and work in inclusive environments that enable them to continue to contribute at the workplace conclusion. Kian Yi's journey shows that a diagnosis does not define a person's ability to contribute meaningfully to the workplace. His experience highlights the importance of inclusive workplace practices, supportive policies, and greater awareness so that individuals who wish to remain employed are given the opportunity to do so. Below is the conversation that I had with Kian Yi and his message to persons living with dementia. 1. How did you come to know about BizLink Center? Kian Yi. My cousin told me about this organization and told me to approach them if I am looking for a job. 2. Was there any support with your job application process, such as assistance with your curriculum vitae and preparation for the interview? Kian Yi, they asked me about my strengths and interviewed me a few times to check on my strengths and limitations. 3. What made you feel comfortable accepting the job offer from your current company? Kian Yi, I have a very understanding superior who understands my strengths and limitations. 4. Please describe the training that you underwent during the onboarding process and the probation period, and any support or work adjustment made to accommodate your cognitive challenges like attention and aphasia. Kian Yi, I am supposed to do up daily reports for their projects. My superior showed me the reports done previously and told me to go through them. He told me that I could ask him if I have any questions. 5. If you are comfortable sharing, we would like to know how do you manage difficulties you encountered in executing your job, such as preparing the reports. Kian Yi, I will keep on checking my work to see if I have made any careless mistakes. 6. How does having your current job make you feel, and would you continue working for this company? Kian Yi, I feel comfortable working in this job. With an understanding superior, I know I can ask him anytime I have any questions. Originally published on Dementia Voices by Emily Ong on December 5, 2025. About the writer Emily Ong. Emily Ong has been a strong voice in Asia and globally since her diagnosis in 2017 with mild cognitive impairment and young onset dementia. A self-published author of Guide to Eating Well and Cooking Safely with Cognitive Changes, and also the first author of a book chapter in Creating Empowering Environments for People with Dementia, published by Routledge. Lead author of the WHO-commissioned peer-reviewed analysis article, Improving Care for People with Dementia Through Co-Creation of Action Plans in the Western Pacific Region, published in BMJ. Her first-hand experience with inequity and stigma has led Emily to co-founded several initiatives, such as the Employment Special Interest Group. Emily was involved in the co-conceptualization of the Voices for Hope program and was also a former VFH facilitator and board member of Alzheimer's Disease International.